Good morning.
早安。
The last time I had the privilege of sharing the word of God here, it was around 15 years ago. I was still a senior, in my Master of Divinity studies.
上一次我在这边有机会分享了，大概15年前的时候，我在这边我还在读书的时候。
So I really regard this opportunity to share the word of God with you as a great privilege.
所以我很珍惜今天有机会跟大家分享神的话语。
In the first place, this comes once every 15 years.
尤其如果15年才有一次机会的话。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问一个问题。
Who among you here wants to be blessed by God? Raise your hands.
中间有没有人想被神祝福的？请你举手。
Yes, amen. We all want to be blessed by God.
我们都想被神祝福。
Another question. Who among you here not only wants to be blessed by God, but also wants to stay blessed by God? Raise your hands.
多少人你除了想被祝福，还一直被祝福的？有没有？
Yes, amen. Now, I have to say that second line. You know why?
第二个问题很重要，你知道为什么吗？
Because I know many people who...have been blessed by God, but at some point in their lives, they stop being blessed by God.
因为我知道有一些人呢，开始的时候被神祝福，但后来不知道为什么呢，就停了。
And you don't want to just be blessed by God one time, twice, thrice. You want to be blessed by God for your entire life, right?
你不希望只是一次两次被神祝福，你希望一生都被神祝福。
There was a time in the history of the life of the nation of Israel when they were living in exile in the land of Egypt.
当时那个以色列人，当时他们在埃及的时候
，For the most part of it, unfortunately, they were serving as slaves.
多数的时间其实他们那时候是做奴隶的。
Now one day the Lord decided that it was about time to bring them back to the promised land.
当时神决定他们应该是时候把他们带回到应许之地了。
We all know the story, right?
我们大家都知道很熟悉这个故事。
God sent Moses to Egypt.To fetch his people and bring them to the land.
当时神差摩西到这些人中间，要把他们从埃及带出来。
In order to do that, God through Moses performed many miracles.
当时借着摩西，神显示很多神迹奇事。
Once to convince, first to convince the people of Israel that indeed he was God's appointed servant to them.
要向他们显明，他的确就是那呼召他们、拯救他们的这个神。
Of course, the other reason was that God was going to, through his miracles, going to convince Pharaoh and the Egyptian people that they should let go the people of Israel to go back to their promised land.
但借着这个，神也在惩罚法老跟埃及人，让他们能够放走这些以色列人。
Of course, in the end, you know, they didn't want to let go the people of Israel.
到最终法老不想放走以色列人。
And so God had to send them the 10 plagues.
当时神差了十灾。
And eventually, Pharaoh, against his will, just let go the people of Israel to go back to the promised land.
到最后法老很勉强、很不情愿的把以色列人放走。
However, in spite of the great, miracles that the Lord performed through Moses in the midst of the people of Israel,
但是可惜的，虽然在以色列中间借着摩西，神展示很多的神迹奇事。
We find them in the Bible complaining against Moses, complaining against God, right?
但我们发现以色列一边埋怨摩西，一边埋怨神。
Where can you find someone a person like this, seeing the great miracles of God?
有没有看过这种人看到了神的大能
？The 10 plagues,
十灾
，parting of the Red Sea.
红海分开
，even providing food for them in the wilderness，
甚至在旷野里面给他们吃的东西
，and even providing water in the wilderness，
甚至给他们水
，for around 2 million people，
也到时候大概有200万人
，and yet here they are still complaining against God，
但最后他们还在那边埋怨。
If they were not complaining against Moses, they were complaining against God。
如果不是埋怨摩西，就是埋怨神。
And so from time to time, God would discipline them。
那有的时候神就要管教这些人了。
But everything I tell you came to a head in the incident in Kadesh Barnea, when they were about to enter the Promised Land.
但是所有的事情最终呢，到他们在那边快要进到那个应许之地的时候。
Now what happened there?
那边发生什么事
？During the time the people of Israel were already standing on the edge, on the border of the Promised Land, they were about to enter.
当时以色列人呢，就基本上在那个边界上面就要进应许之地。
But before they enter, God said to Moses, "Why did you send 12 spies into the land to spy out the place?"
当时候神吩咐摩西说，你派十二个探子到那个地里面去看，探看那个地方。
The object or the goal of the 12 spies was to see how the land, how the people are.
那时候希望能够侦查，知道那地方的地怎么样，那地方的人怎么样。
The Lord said, check out the people. Are they strong or are they weak?
好，看看那边的人，那些人是强壮呢，还是软弱的？
Check their dwelling place. Do they live in sturdy houses or they live in weak houses?
那时候他们的房子是什么样的？这房子坚不坚固呢？
Do they have strongholds?
他们有没有强的那个大的城
市？ Do they have camps?
他们的当时他们的那个装备怎么样？
Check out the produce of the land.
看一下这个应许之地的应许到底怎么样。
Just spy out the land, and after 40 days, I want you to go back and give a report to the people of Israel.
侦探了整个地了以后，四十天之后，给我们一个报告。
And so the 12 spies went and spied out the land.
所以十二个探子就去了，然后回来了。
After 40 days, they came back.
四十天之后回来了。
And this is what they said.
他们说。
They said, indeed, the land was flowing with milk.And honey.
他说的确这块地是有流奶与蜜之地。
And so the people said, let's go.
那所有人很开心就说那好走。
But they said, not too fast.
他说慢慢慢慢慢来。
There are giants there.
但那边有一些巨人。
We will just get eaten up there.
我们会被他们吞吃。
So we advise you, the 10 spies said.
所以中间有十个探子讲。
We're not going in there.
我们不去。
And so Joshua and Caleb, two of the spies, step up.
当时候约书亚跟加勒两个
探子讲 and they said, no, the Lord is with us.
他说不可以这样，上帝跟我们一起。
We are going to conquer the land.
我们要去征服这个地。
Just believe in the Lord.
要相信耶和华。
Let's go by faith.
当我们用信心进去这个地方。
And enter the land.
我们要去。
But however, the 10 spies spread a bad report among the people.
当时十个探子当时在这人中间就散播不好的报告。
And they said to the people, you know, there are giants there, we'll just be gobbled up there, let's not go in, our children will just die there.
然后那边有太多的巨人，我们会被他吞吃，我们的小孩也会在那边被全部死掉。
So you know what happened?
结果呢？
The people of Israel started to weep.
那时候那些以色列人开始哭。
And complain.
开始埋怨。
And they said, it would have been better if we had died in Egypt.
他说我们死在埃及还好一点。
It would have been better if we died in the wilderness.
如果我们死在旷野也还好。
Did the Lord bring us here just to fall by the sword?
耶和华神带我们来这边是要我们被刀剑砍死吗？
As if complaining against the Lord was not enough, you know what they did?They started to discuss among themselves to choose a new leader to lead them back to the land of Egypt.
埋怨上帝还不算，他们还要选新的那个领袖来取代他们，要回埃及去。
Now while they were complaining and grumbling against the Lord, against Moses, the Lord heard all their words.
当他们在那边埋怨，在那边嘀咕的时候，上帝听到他们所有。
And so the Lord spoke.
所以上帝说。耶和华说
He said, how long will this people continue to despise me?
这些人要轻视我到什么时候？
How long will they continue to grumble against me and not believe in me?
这些人要埋怨不相信我到什么时候？
I don't know if you realize this, but when we actually do not believe the words of the Lord, when we doubt it, eventually we're actually despising him.
我不知道大家有没有想过，当我们不相信神的话语，我们其实在轻视他。
Sometimes we think, oh, doubting here and there, or not really believing is normal for us human beings.
有的时候我们可能觉得，身为人嘛，有的时候这边怀疑一下，那边不太相信，对不对
？Perhaps right now you are doubting God for something.
或者我们现在在怀疑神一些事情。
Listen up. Be careful.
小心一点。
For all you know, you're already despising, insulting the name of God.
我们在这么做的时候，我们在轻视我们的神。
Because how can you doubt the omniscient, the omnipresent, the omnipotent God?
我们怎么能够怀疑那个全能全在的神呢？
And that's the reason why when they were grumbling, complaining against Moses and against God, God said, "How long will these people continue to despise me?"
所以当他们在埋怨摩西、埋怨神的时候，神说他这些人要轻视我到什么时候？
How long will they not, they will not believe me?
他们不相信我要到何时？
To make a long story short, God decided to punish them.
长话短说，所以上帝决定要管教这些人。
And so God said, "You are going to go around in circles in the wilderness for the next 40 years."
上帝说，你们这些人在旷野里面要漂流四十年。
Those people who are 20 years old and above are going to die in the wilderness.
在旷野里面，20岁以上的人全部会死掉。
Only those who are 20 years below will enter the promised land.
就二十岁以下的人会进入应许之地。
But before that happens, you will go around in circles in the wilderness for the next 40 years.
但进去应许之地之前，你们在旷野里面要待四十年。
We all know it, right?
It didn't have, 我们大家都知道。
Didn't have to take them so long before they reached the promised land from the land of Egypt. They only needed less than 2 weeks to reach the promised land.
其实当时如果从埃及，他们直接去应许之地。大概只需要两个礼拜。
But because of their hardened heart, they had to go through all this.
但因为他们心硬，所以他们要经历这些。
And so they were there for the last 40 years.
所以他们在那边兜啊兜，兜了四十年。
And then one day, 40 years was up.
最终四十年总算完了。
And so the Lord said, "It's about time for you to enter the promised land."
所以上帝说，
But before that,
这现在是时候你们进应许之地了。
But before that,Moses was instructed by God to rehearse to his people his statutes, his commandments, and also to remind them of their wilderness experience.
当时那个耶和华神叫摩西提醒这些百姓的神的诫命和他们在旷野的经历。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
所以看一下《生命记》第八章里面所讲的。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, Moses said, "The whole commandment that I command you today,You shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not."
第八章第一、第二节讲，我今日吩咐你的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行。使你们可以存活，人数增加，并且可以进去得到耶和华向你们的列祖启示应许的那地。你也要纪念耶和华你的神这四十年在旷野引导你的一切路程，怎样使你受苦试炼你，要知道你心里怎样，看你肯守他的诫命不肯。
Now it turned out that aside from punishing them, God also wants to use this incident or specific wilderness experience in order to teach the Israelite people two very essential lessons for life.
除了要管教以色列人之外，神其实借着旷野四十年的经历，其实要教他们两个功课。
The first lesson was humility.
第一个功课就是谦卑。
Everybody say humility.
每一个人都讲谦卑。谦卑。
Second lesson, obedience.
第二个是顺服。
Everybody say obedience.
第二个顺服。
Now you might ask me, Pastor Rich, why is it that the Lord wanted to teach them humility and obedience toward God?
或者你问为什么神要教他们谦卑跟顺服呢？
You know why?
知道为什么吗？
Why of all the things God zeroed on these two lessons, humility and obedience toward God?
为什么所有不同的东西神要把焦点放在谦卑跟顺服上？
The answer can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 to 20.
他答案就在第七节到第二十节。
Let me read it again.
让我们再看一次。
It says here in verse 7 and to up to 20. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper, and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Verse 11, take care. Everybody say, take care. Lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments and His rules and His statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and a thirsty ground when there was no water, who brought you out of the water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that He might humble and test you to do you good in the end. Beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may confirm, it is He who gives you power, He may confirm His covenant that He swore to your fathers as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Okay. 第七节，因为耶和华你的神快要领你进入那美地，那地有河流，有泉，有源，水从谷中和山上流出来。那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树、油和米。你在这里并不缺乏食物，但你必一无所缺。那里的石头就是铁，从山里可以挖出铜。你吃饱了，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因为他把那美地赐给你了。你要自己谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今天吩咐你的。恐怕你吃饱了，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多了，你的金银增添了，你所有一切都增加，那个时候你就心高气傲，忘记了耶和华你的神，就是把你从埃及地从为奴之家领出来的那一位。他引导你走过那大而可畏的旷野，那里有火蛇，有蝎子，有干旱无水之地。他曾经为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来，他在旷野把你从列祖不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，为要使你受苦试炼你，使你终有得到福乐。恐怕你心里说，这财富是我的力量，是我手的能力是我得着的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得财富的能力是他赐给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖所起誓所立的约，像今天一样。如果将来你真的忘记了耶和华你的神，去随从别的神侍奉敬拜他们，你们必定灭亡。这是我今天警告你们的。耶和华从你们面前怎样使万国的民灭亡，你们也照样灭亡，因为你们没有听从耶和华你们神的话。
Question，
问题。
Why do we have to develop a humble and obedient heart toward God?
我们为什么对神要谦卑顺服？
Let me share with you three reasons that I've gleaned from this text.
让我从这段经文跟大家分享三个。
Number one.
第一，
We have to develop humility and obedience toward the Lord because when we are successful, our human tendency is to rob God of the credit and to live on our own without any regard for His laws.
第一个原因就是为什么要谦卑顺服呢？因为我们人的偏向呢，就我们一有财富一顺利了，我们就抢夺神的荣耀，忘掉了神的恩典。
Again, we have to develop a humble and obedient heart toward God because when we are successful many times, our human tendency is to rob God of the credit and to live on our own without any regard for His laws.
因为当我们为什么要谦卑顺服呢？因为我们一成功的时候，我们就忘记神，也忘记了他所赐给我们。
I've seen this many times. I've seen this many times.
Okay, 我看这种东西看得多了。
There's this Christian.
有个基督徒。
Very humble.
很谦卑啊。
Ordinary.
很正常。
Just starting out in his career.
开始他的工作。
During the time he was very prayerful.
那时候他很小心。
He's full of faith in the Lord.
他敬畏神。
Very humble.
非常非常谦卑。
And so he worked hard.
他工作努力。
For the very reasons that he was humble, he was full of faith in the Lord blessed him.
因为他又谦卑又有信心，上帝就祝福他。
However, as he went up the ladder of success,
当他慢慢成功了以后，
his attitude started to change.
他的态度就开始转了。
This guy who used to be full of faith in God,
他本来他是很信靠神的。
is now taking matters into his hands.
他现在就开始自己管自己。
This guy who used to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord, all glory goes back to the Lord.
他本来是说赞美神，所有的荣耀都是归于神的。
Now he feels that all of these things that he has accomplished is because of his intelligence, his talents.
那现在他觉得这些都是我自己的能力，我自己的聪明得来的。
He started to rob God of the credit.
他开始从神那边得取荣耀。
Not only that.
不光如此
when he had already much power or authority in his hands,
他虽然手上有很多的权力
he started to feel also that he was exempted from the laws of God or any rules.
他开始觉得他不需要去遵守神的律法
Everybody under him should follow.
每一个人在他下面的都要遵守
except him.
除了自己
because he's now big.
他现在很
he no longer used to be the ordinary guy he was.
他以前是一个很普通的人。
There was this deacon in a Baptist church.
在教会里有一个执事。
You know the dynamics of leadership in Baptist churches, right?
你知道浸信会里面的有的情况是。
In the Baptist churches, they have pastors.
他们有牧师。
And they have deacons.
他们有执事。
Okay, now, don't be confused because in the Baptist churches, the board is the deacons.
在一个浸信会里面。他的呢董事会是执事组成的。
In many of our churches, we have elders, which sometimes include the pastors.
在有些教会，我们会有长老，甚至包括你的传道。
And we have deacons under the elders and pastors, right?
执事是在长老跟那牧师下头的。
But in Baptist churches, they have a pastor.
但在浸信会里面，我们有牧师。
And they have deacons.
然后有执事。
Are you following?
你。懂不懂这个结构?
One day there was this Christian.
所以就有基督徒。
Very humble, starting out in his career.
他一开始的时候非常的谦卑。
He was an engineer.
他是个工程师。
He was very eager to know the Lord.
他对神非常渴慕。
And so every time the pastor would go to Bible studies, he would go with him.
所以每次牧师有查经的时候他就去。
He served in many different ministries in the church.
在教会不同的事工里面服事。
And so because of that, not long after, he was elected to be one of the deacons.
所以不久之后，他被选上成为教会的执事。
Meaning one of the board.
他也是在董事会里面。
And together with his rise in the ministry, in the church, I tell you, he was also rising in his career.
那当时不光是在教会，他的地位渐渐升高，他的事业越来越成功。
Now he had a thriving construction business.
他的那个事业里面发展得非常的好。
But let me tell you this.
但让我这样。
Somewhere along the way, something happened.
但是中间不知什么时候呢，有事情就发生了。
This guy who used to be very humble, had a servant heart, was now a proud man.
这个本来很谦卑服侍的弟兄，现在变成一个非常骄傲的人。
Didn't want to follow his pastor anymore.
他不想听他的牧师了。
In fact, he was opposing him.
其实他在敌对他。
And this went on for some time.
那这个呢，持续了一段时间。
He was throwing his weight around.
他的周围在想影响别人。
He was bossing his way around in the church.
他周围在指责人。
In the first place, he is an engineer, and he had this good construction business.
因为他是工程师，他有个很好的建筑的那个事业。
You know what happened to this guy?
你知道这个人发生什么事吗?
The Lord took away the business.
上帝把他的事业拿走了。
That is human tendency.
这个就是人的一般的偏向。
Many times when we already have gotten this big, our tendency is to rob God of the credit and to start thinking that all these things that we have is because of our own intelligence and ability.
我们人的这个毛病就是，我们一旦成功，有时候我们就忘掉上帝，然后夺取上帝的荣耀。
And many times you also think that we don't have to follow anyone, we don't have to submit to anyone because now we are big.
然后认为我们自己很伟大，所以我们现在不需要顺服任何的人。
This is not only happening in among members of the church, but even among servants of the Lord.
这不光是在教会的会友里面，甚至在神的仆人里面也有这种情况。
That's why we have to develop a humble and obedient heart toward God.
所以我们对神要谦卑顺服。
Because the Lord is not pleased with this.
因为上帝不喜悦的。
Number two.
Another
reason why we should develop a humble and obedient heart toward God is because only when we are humble and obedient will God be pleased to bless us.
唯有当我们谦卑顺服的时候，神会祝福我们。
At the start, I said, who among you wants to be blessed? And all of you raise your hands, right?
刚才我问说谁想被祝福了，每一个人差不多都举手了。
Listen up, this is the formula.
那现在这个是这个秘诀。
You want to be blessed by God, then be humble and obedient toward God.
你想要被祝福，你就对神要谦卑顺服。
In whatever field you are,
无论你在哪里。
Especially when we are in the field of ministry,
特别是在那个事工里面。
How do we expect that the Lord will bless us, give us greater ministries with greater impacts, and so on and so forth, if we are not humble, if we are not obedient toward God?
我们怎么期待神祝福我们？如果我们在我们的事工里面，我们不谦卑顺服。
James chapter 4 verse 10 says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you."
经文里说，在你在主面前谦卑，他就会让把你举高。
Amen.
同意吗
？Proverbs 22 verse 4.
在箴言里讲。
The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is what? Riches and honor and life.
谦卑敬畏神的奖赏就是生命。
Basically, these are the principles of God.
这个是上帝的原则。
You want to be blessed by God?
你想被祝福吗？
Be humble and obedient toward Him.
你要谦卑顺服。
Okay, number three, third reason.Third reason why we should develop a humble and obedient toward, a heart toward God is because the prerequisites to staying in God's blessing are also humility and obedience.
第三个原因就是说，你想要留在神的祝福里，你就要谦卑顺服。
Again, we have to develop a humble and obedient heart toward God because the prerequisites to staying in God's blessings are also the same. What are these?Humility and obedience.
要留在神的祝福里面的前提就是谦卑顺服，同样的原则。
I told you a while ago.
之前我刚讲了。
That we have people who have been blessed by God.
有一些人，神真的祝福他们。
But only at the start.
只有在一开始。
In the end, they lost it.
最后呢，就没有了。
You know why?
为什么呢
？Because in the end.They just stop being humble and obedient toward the Lord.
因为最后他们又不谦卑又不顺服。
Listen to this.
听着。
Just as the prerequisites to being blessed by God is humility and obedience, the prerequisites to staying in the blessings of God are the same things: humility and obedience toward God.
要得到祝福，需要先谦卑跟顺服。要留在祝福里也是一样，谦卑顺服。
How many people get this the other way around?
有一些人呢，把这东西调转了。
They think that once you get bigger and more successful, you act the part.
有些人认为自己越来越大了以后呢，自己就应该行为上又就更大一点。
They think that now they have a high position, they have money, they have this authority, then they look the part, they should act like one, you know, boss people around, shout at people, throw your weight around.
有些人认为我自己地位高了以后，那我就应该指使别人，我就该命令别人。
I tell you, once they start to do that, they are starting to go down the slippery slope of this dynamics.
其实我警告你们。当有一个人像这样的时候，他就像一个在斜坡上往下滚的球，越滚越快。
There's this author by the name of Alex Haley.
有个人叫 Alex Haley 的。
He's the author of the book entitled Roots.
他是根那本书的那个作者。
If you go to his office, it's very interesting because you will find this very interesting picture on the wall of his office.
你如果去他的办公室的话，你会在他的墙上发现有一个很有趣的图画。
In this picture, you will see a turtle. In this picture, you will see a turtle.
在这个照片里，你会看到有一个乌龟
sitting on top of a fence post.
这个乌龟在哪里呢？在一个篱笆的柱子上头。
Are you following?
一个站在篱笆个柱子上头的乌龟。
Imagine with me. There's this picture on the wall with a turtle sitting on top of a fence post.
所以有这么一个照片，一个乌龟站在一个坐在一个个篱笆的这个柱子上。
Isn't that a very strange picture?
你不觉得这个图画很奇怪？
Now you might think, what's the point of the picture?
你可能说这个图画为什么挂在这边？
Actually, that he puts the picture there because it is to remind him of a very important lesson he learned many years ago.
其实这个照片呢是提醒这个作者他多年前学到一个很重要的功课。
You know what's the lesson?
你知道这个功课是什么吗?
He said this is the lesson. If you see a turtle on top of a fence post, you just know that definitely someone helped him to get there.
你要知道，如果乌龟能够到篱笆这个上头呢，一定是有人插手帮忙了。
Definitely someone helped him get up there.
一定有人把他提到这个篱笆的上头。
There's absolutely no way for that turtle to get on top of the fence post all by himself.
这个乌龟没可能自己爬到这篱笆上头去的。
And so every time Alex Haley feels proud of his accomplishments,
所以当这个作者 Alex Haley 他有所有的成功、所有的成就的时候
，Every time he thinks, "Oh, I'm so good. Look at what I've done. I'm so accomplished."
他每次觉得，哎呀，我真好，你看我成就这么多。
All he had to do was to look at the portrait.
他看一下那个照片。
And be reminded.
他就记得。
That actually, he's just like a turtle sitting on top of a fence.
其实自己就像一个乌龟站在这个坐在这个篱笆上头。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
You and I are just like turtles sitting on top of a fence post.
弟兄姊妹。你我其实就像这个坐在篱笆上头的乌龟。
It doesn't matter how far you've come.
无论你已经成就了多少。
It doesn't matter how high you've gotten up yourself.
无论你爬得多高。
In the end, you are just a turtle sitting on top of a fence post.
但最终其实我们也就是一个乌龟坐在那篱笆上。
There is no way for any one of us here, even the brightest here or the most talented here, can get on top without the help of God.
我们中间无论多有能力、多聪明，都没有可能成功，如果不是神的帮助。
Fred Smith once said these words, and I quote.
这边有一句话。
He said, humility is not denying the power you have.
谦卑不是否认自己的能力。
Again, he says, humility is not denying the power you have.
谦卑不是否认自己的能力。
Let me stop there before I complete the quote.
让我这边停一下。
Many people think, you know, humility means, you know, just deny that you are good or talented.
谦卑或有些人误会就是说否认我自己有任何好的地方。
So even though they are really intelligent, they would say, "Oh, I'm not really intelligent. I'm dumb."
所以虽然这个人很聪明，他会说不，我很笨呢。
So even if they are so talented, they would say, "I can do anything. I know nothing."
然后他就算很有能力，他说不，我什么都不会。
Because they think that is humility, denying the power, the abilities that they have.
所以有些人认为这就是谦卑，就是否认自己所有的。
Listen.That's false humility.
那个是错误的谦卑。
Humility is not denying the power you have. It is realizing that the power comes through you, not from you.
谦卑是知道这个能力是经过你，而不是从你自己来的。
Are you following?
听懂了吗?
Humility is not denying the power you have. It is realizing that the power comes through you, not from you.
谦卑不是否认自己的能力，只是知道这个能力是透过你来的，而不是从你自己来的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊,
I pray.
我祷告
that we will take these lessons, valuable lessons to heart as we continue to serve the Lord.
我们当我们服侍神的时候，我们会要记得这些功课。
I still remember I was here.
我还记得我在这边的时候。
I first came to study here 17 years ago.
我开始来这边17年前开始这边读书。
Yes, 17 years ago, full of hope, full of dreams.
哦，17年前。
And I can see in you the same thing.
哦，现在我可以看到同样的。
You want to really prepare yourself, equip yourself thoroughly for the ministry.
你希望有能力能够服侍。
And you're praying that the Lord will use you mightily.
你祷告神会大大的用。
Wherever He brings you.
无论他把你放在哪里
，You want to make the greatest impact in the lives of other people.
你希望影响别人
，That's good.
这些都很好。
But as you think about that, as you pray for that thing, as you pursue that thing, listen to this. Don't forget that if you want to be blessed by God and you want to stay blessed wherever God brings you, you have to continue to have a humble and obedient heart toward God.
无论你怎么祷告，怎么追求这些，这些都是好的。但是不要忘记了，你要留在神的祝福里，你要谦卑，你要顺服。
Because everything comes from God.
每一件好处都是从神来的。
All blessings come from God.
每一个祝福都是从神来的。
Your intelligence comes from God.
你的聪明从神来的。
Your abilities come from God.
你的能力从神来的。
Even the opportunities come from God.
你的机会也从神来的。
And most of all, the success comes from God.
成功成就都是从神来的。
And he can give it to anyone he wants to give it to.
他可以给任何一个人他要给的。
The question, are you ready to receive God's blessing?
问题是你准备好接受这些祝福吗？
Is your heart and character ready to receive God's blessing?
你的心准备好接受这些祝福吗？
If you are humble and obedient before God, you are ready.
如果你谦卑顺服，你就准备好了。
If not,
如果没有
I have to say this.
我必须说
You're not ready.
你还没准备好
You know why?
知道为什么吗
Because success will just corrupt you.
因为成功只是会抢夺你
Success will just corrupt you.
成功会使你腐坏
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
let's continue to be humble before God.
继续谦卑，继续顺服。
And at the right time,
在好的在神的时候
He will lift you up.
他会把你升高
And he will use you mightily.
他会大大的用
Let's pray.
祷告
Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for reminding us that without you, we are nothing. We're just like turtles on top of a fence post. Lord, this is not something that we should be sad.But rather, we should embrace this because the truth is, we are really nothing without you. And it is when we embrace this truth wholeheartedly and stand and know where we stand before you and serve you faithfully without thinking of getting any credit or getting any glory, it is when you will work through us in a mighty way. So Lord God,I pray for all these brothers and sisters of mine, specifically the students. Thank you, Lord God, for calling them into the ministry. I pray, God, that you will just prepare them, their hearts, their character, not only their mind, but their character and heart, so that someday, at the right time, according to your will, they will become great, potent tools in the hands of a great and mighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.